And we're going to check in now with Jen Constable, the town manager from Hall. They had a special town meeting last night, unusual during the summertime. Let's find out what happened with the 10 articles. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Christine. Good morning.
Good morning. Did the voters get through all 10 articles last night in Hull?
They did. We had about an average of 500 participants at last night's special town meeting, and they concluded all 10 articles last evening.
That's wonderful. Now, I just want to go through them really quickly because I'm a little pressed for time, but I know that one of the big issues was about the, I believe, the accessory dwellings. Wasn't that Article 1?
Correct. So the accessory dwelling unit article was referred to study for to be brought back at the annual town meeting. So there was no action taken on Article 1 last evening.
And then I know Article 2 talked about, you know, being able to put things together to a consent agenda to get rid of, not get rid of, but to group housekeeping articles together. Did that pass?
Correct. That article did pass, and so that'll help with the efficiency at upcoming special and annual town meetings.
Okay. Just wanted to jump ahead. Article 5, this was one I was interested in, too, about requesting another $600,000 to help cover some increased costs for the historic Fort Revere Water Tower.
Yeah, correct. Last evening, that Article 5 did not pass for the additional funding. Bids came in well above the previously approved funding amount, and so the town will have to go back and evaluate that project. Without the additional $600,000.
Now, I know that there were a couple articles, too, that were combined. It was, 7, 8, and 9, submitted by citizen petition, and that had to do with the town's zoning bylaws and general bylaws to talk about permitting recreational sales of marijuana in town. What happened to 7, 8, and 9?
Correct. Those articles did pass, so the zoning was amended to allow for the sale of recreational marijuana.
Okay.
In the community.
And any surprises? Were there any surprises for you last night?
Not really. I was pleased with the turnout at last evening's special town meeting, given the timing of year and the unusual occurrence of a special here in Hull. We also had an Article 10 that was a request to the select board to ask the legislature. To issue an additional package store license. That article did not pass. All in all, I think the community was pleased with the turnout and the outcome of last night's special town meeting.
And one more quick question. Article 6, I think that was for emergency repairs at the middle school. Did that pass?
Correct. Thankfully, that article did pass, and so those emergency funds to stabilize the portico over the Memorial School building will take place.
Okay, so it looks like you had a good evening. How long did it take to wrap everything up?
It took about three and a half hours to conclude last evening's meeting.
Okay, so a big turnout, and it took 3 hours. Kind of unusual for summertime, but we're glad you could share the results with us this morning. And again, that's Jen Constable. She's a town manager in the town of Hull. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Christine. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.